Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about bragging versus being humble.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Because we think that it's just an interesting topic that I think both Steli and I have some thoughts on and haven't gotten a chance to really think about. So y'all get to listen as we think about this topic between bragging and being humble. Bragging, that's an interesting word to me because I always think about these words and what's the connotation. The connotation is that you're bragging, it's a negative thing. It's something that nobody wants to hear. And if you do it, you're a bad person.
Right.
And being humble comes across as, oh, that person's humble. You know, they're really successful and they don't really talk like they are, or they don't act like they are, or they drive a Honda Accord. That's the 1996 Honda Accord, like the first car I drove, and that's it, you know, and, you know, they have $1 billion or whatever. And it's almost like those things that people do that we label, I'm going to get a little esoteric on it for a second, but like those things that people label about other people say more about themselves than anybody else. So it's almost like if you keep talking about the person with the Honda Accord that's worth $1 billion, or the fact that Warren Buffett supposedly lives in the same house he bought, I don't know how many years ago, 60 years ago, 50
when he
years
was
ago.
12, when he right. was 12.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, that's cool. You know, you have an opinion of that, you share it. And then, you know, it makes for good content on a blog post on Business Insider or something like that. But, you know, I've read a Quora post breaking down Warren Buffett. He has other houses, apparently, you know, and not to blow the man up. But like, that's what I heard. Right. That's what I read. So and it was just because I'm interested in Warren Buffett, just like many other people, and Charlie Munger and all these folks, because they're just interesting, successful, and share a lot of their wisdom. So I just look at this and I'm like, I don't know how much of this is our impression of other people and our own opinion and our own lens, or it's actually truth about the other person and how they feel about themselves. Why does that billionaire drive a Honda Accord? I don't think they think about it the way all of us think about it when we look at them. Mm-hmm. They're just like, this is my car. I drive this car. End of story, right? like literally, if you're a billionaire and you're driving a Honda Accord, it's because you want to drive a Honda Accord. It's not our judgment of why. One of my friends has a bunch of money, and for the longest time, he drove a Chevy Lumina, you know? And it was like probably the first car he bought, I think. And like, it was just a thing. And like, everyone talked about it and made fun of him for it or whatever. But like, at the end of the day, that's what he drove. And like, that was his decision. And then he goes and buys a Tesla, and that's cool. Now he drives a Tesla. Like, who cares? So I think we care too much about other people, and bragging and humbleness and all that are just a judgment. My other friend, you know, I go over to his house and like, he has, I don't even remember what kind because I don't look at these cars, but he has a very fancy sports car. And he's like, drive it. I'm like, I've driven these, it's cool, but like, I don't want to drive it. He's like, no, drive it. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, all right, fine. So I drive it. And he's like, he didn't say it like this, but basically it came out, you know why I wanted you to drive it? I'm like, why? I told you I drove one of these. Oh no, I fixed it up. It's faster than it should be.
Oh.
And like, I didn't know that, but he fixed it up himself and he took pride in that and he's been working on it. And like, he knows, like, I like fast cars, but I don't buy one and I won't drive one like that regularly. And he has one. But you know what it was? It could have been a Pinto that he fixed up and he just wanted me to drive it. It wasn't because it was a fancy car. It's because he fixed it up. So like, I don't know. I think perception is reality. And appearances are deceiving. Sorry for the rant, but like, that's my rant on the topic. I know I went off.
All right. I love it.
I'm dying to hear your perspective on bragging versus being helpful.
Well, we should really rename this podcast to It's All Contextual or something with context. Yeah. Because we're always like, it depends and context is everything. So I think the motivation behind what you do matters so much. And the motivation is not apparent at all just by the appearance of it, right? So
yeah.
Driving a Prius, and I'm the Google founder, right? I'm a billionaire. I drive a Honda Prius. It could be because I care about the environment. This is a few years ago. I don't know what they drive now. It could be because I love that car and I think it's beautiful. It could be because I don't care about cars, and this seems like the best economical choice given all the factors. So it could be that I just don't care, right? Or it could be that that is my ego boost. Like, I love driving something that surprises people on how humble I am or how normal I am. Maybe that's an ego drive, right? Where I drive the Honda because I get a big reaction every time somebody sees me because they expected me to drive a more expensive car. And that's something that boosts my ego. Or it could be I drive it because I want to park at the public parking spaces and I don't want when the people that work for me, I don't want them to see the Ferrari that I'm driving on the weekends that nobody knows about, right? And so you never fucking know why people do what they do and how they do what they do. The same thing is true. There's a whole other rant about this. We have to talk about like Rolex watches one day. Because I have one, and there's a very particular story behind why I have one. I'm actually wearing it right now.
Oh, cool.
There's a whole story why. And there's so many different stories why people wear a watch like this and different reactions I get. And there was also a different time where I was wearing expensive watches for a different reason. So there's a whole lot to talk about there. One of the things that I've observed that is kind of an interesting topic. So people I admire, or the thing that I find attractive or interesting, always people that are understated, right? I find that people that are incredibly good at what they do, they don't have to say it, right? Other people say it for them. Their actions speak louder than words. So nothing is nicer than meeting somebody and then later discovering that they've done all these incredible things, not even from them. That's what impresses me more. Nothing is a bigger turnoff than meeting somebody for the first time and then starting to tell me how important they are or how impressive. Nothing makes me immediately think the opposite of them. I'm like, you are a failure if you have to tell me you're successful.
So here's the debate, right? Mm-hmm. Is that attitude preventing you from something? Is it preventing you from understanding the person? Is it preventing you from getting value or being valuable to the person, depending on what the goal is? I'm not saying you're right or wrong.
Yeah.
That's the existential question on, I think, our own judgments of other people, especially in this topic of whether they're bragging or braggers, or whether they're being humble.
I think it's a matter of rigidity, right? The way, like, this mental model of judging the world is not good or bad, but what's bad about it in and of itself is that I apply it to everything, and I have no flexibility around this. I don't sometimes think differently about things, right? I don't have that flexibility. I think that's the bad thing about it. And what I've noticed, one interesting thing, because I'm a huge fight fan, right? I'm watching all these boxers. I watch all these MMA fighters, all these Muay Thai fighters. And one interesting thing that I've noticed is that, you know, there are some humble ones that don't speak a lot and speak very humbly of themselves. But the majority of really exceptional fighters will speak quite, they will brag about that they're the best. They're going to destroy this other person before the fight is happening. They will pump themselves up. And there's something to that. There is a utility to that. Part of it is to intimidate the other person. Part of it is because they get more attention than for the fight, which makes them make more money and all that. So there's many, many factors that play into this. But part of it is also that they make themselves feel good. Similar to rappers. Like, one of the reasons why rapping is such an aspirational, or hip hop is such an aspirational version of music, is because it came out of poverty. And so they were talking about being rich and that they're the best and they're the smartest and they're the most successful. They're making themselves feel better about themselves and start kind of mind programming themselves about this life that they're going to have. And there is value in that. There's actually, this is, and people like to hear it. I like to hear people that are rapping about, like, that put you in a mood of confidence and of like, yeah, I'm going to kick ass today. That's a good feeling and a good state to be in, versus somebody that would rap about, you know, I know nothing and I always try to learn and who knows what I'm going to accomplish in life. Life is complicated. That's not a fun song to listen to. I can't do anything with that. So
no,
I've been thinking about this in the business context, obviously. What's the utility of being confident? And there's a lot of utility in speaking highly of yourself and your business. There's a lot of utility for morale, for being able to recruit people, for being able to raise money, for being able to get attention from press. There's a lot of value in that. And it's something that I think I dismissed for too long. Then hence why recently I started thinking about, maybe I'm too rigid about this. And the other thing that's interesting is that anytime that somebody on my team wants to talk about me and, like, for instance, my brand, like, oh, the Stelly FD brand, we need to do this and that, or you, it makes me instantly feel uncomfortable to talk about myself in the third person, talking about myself in some like positive way. I don't know. And that discomfort makes me think, okay, here's an area I need to grow. Here's an area that I'm not, that like I shouldn't feel uncomfortable about this. I should use it when it's useful and not use it when I don't want to. But feeling uncomfortable about something to me means always that there's something there that needs poking and needs further exploring.